What yeah. I would like to do now, I want to segue into some music because we're
sitting
here with Dee, and she's got her guitar. It's kind of been screaming at me in a silent whisper that wants to play. So Dee and the Sunny Saps, live and direct on WGXC, and also she'll be at Station Bar and Sirius.
Station Bar and Grill.
Curio in Woodstock this Thursday night. So
yeah, this is a new tune. It's not finished yet, but I don't know. It's what I'm doing. Let's get the sound. Oh, it's okay. You could just set it back up. Head in the clouds, I hardly know you. Say my name loud, I've got to show you. Don't you see me something? I'm loving you all of the time. So give me a reason to get out of bed. I'm melting into my sheets. I'm covered with some thoughts of you. It'll be called All Up On Me. I don't know.
It's like an ongoing story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Isn't desire always ongoing?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you.
That was so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. And the name of that song again?
Perhaps it'll be called All Up On Me. I don't know. It's a poem that I wrote a bit ago. And like last week, maybe I came up with the actual melody, because I was kind of like humming the melody separate from the poem that already existed. And then it all kind of just smushed together. Mm. Not quite like vomit, but.
Like sardines. Like, like Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just a salad.
Smushy, smushy. Last time I saw you was at Porch Fest.
Yes.
How did that go for you?
Oh, Porch Fest was wonderful.
That was so crazy. I told Sam a little bit about it. I said, Sam, trust me, it's really, really cool, even though it's Rhinebeck.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay.
Well, Rhinebeck is cool.
It is cool. No. No, it's just sometimes, like, events down there are really, really, like, Manhattan city-driven and high, big power, money, like, stuff. And they're not very accessible to, like, the likes of him and I. And so it's just not quite speaking to us, some things that happened down there.
But this was such an authentic event.
So tell us what it was. What was it exactly?
Yeah. Well, it was just a bunch. It was like, what, three streets, like a block or two of Rhinebeck. And it was all blocked off. And there was like a band every two or three houses on each street.
Wow.
And you would just like a band would play right here. And then the next set would be in the house right there.
On porches.
On porches. Or like I was on the sidewalk because being on the porch, it wouldn't have been enough exposure, I don't think. But it was so cool.
That sounds awesome.
And people were just walking around the whole time. Got a buttload of exposure. It was really cool.
It was really hot out. And I was supposed to come back and see you, and I had to run, and I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
It's terrible. I really wanted to see you play. But you had a couple friends there, and like people came like walking by. And the whole point is, I think more than, you know, about how many people showed up to what porch or which whatever, the most important thing that this was a giant community event.
Well, also, and just the energy of the music, we were just a small little community together at that time. Because of the music, it was just like such an energy little bubble.
Right.
It was really, really beautiful, honestly.
And but that's like a cool way to bring people together, like, you know, outdoors in a neighborhood.
I mean, a music festival in Rhinebeck, what?
And I gotta say, the idea of blocking off the streets to vehicles so that it just becomes 100% pedestrian and child friendly. I saw little kids that I teach in first, second, third grade bombing it down in their little pink bicycles. I'm like, hey, Sasha. She's like, hey. I'm like, wow, in the middle of the road.
There was this one little girl that during like half of my set, she just kept coming up and standing there looking at me and taking my stickers and bringing them back and putting them all in the same spot. And it was so cute.
Sweet.
It was so sweet.
It's family friendly, but also there's people sort of adult kind of partying, having fun, just relaxing.
And good food.
Yeah, the food trucks.
The falafel was just...
Falafel. Abbas food. Falafel. I actually went and got a falafel. Good stuff, right? Yeah. It's all about the food, bringing people together. And it's just this giant thing of like... And I know the zoning board in Rhinebeck pretty well because I have farm animals in the village of Rhinebeck. And I'm the only piece of land that has farm animals in the village of Rhinebeck. And it's a little tricky. So to do anything requires a lot of trouble. However, this is some high-powered individuals that know people, and big shout-out to Sally Mazzarella, who helped really spearhead and organize things. She's like, no, guys, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about your little zoning thing. This is just for one day, and everyone's going to love it, and we're just going to forget about all the crazy rules and the things, and everyone's on board. The cops were on board. The mayor moved police barricade so that we could have a little table for our school.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, just join us over here and whatever. This was the mayor, and he's just like...
chilling.
Yeah, just take... like, let's stress, take a day off for a minute, and, like, let's play some music, and you got to play. There's 60 different bands over, like, 30 different porches or something lined up.
Yeah, it was really intense. It was really cool. I met a lot of really talented musicians.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm not used to that.
Yeah, that's okay. We're just like chatting it up.
Yeah.
So, Dee.
Wow, can we hear more music?
Yeah.
Dee, but tell them how awesome community radio is.
Community radio is so awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, here I am right now. This is one of the best outlets I've ever had to share my work. So.
No way.
Yes.
But I don't know about Woodstock and Curio. Station Bar and Curio could surpass us. You never know.
Well, it depends on who's there.
Yeah.
Who's listening.
Well. We are doing the pledge drive. We've got
maybe,
Dee.
I'm just wondering if Dee could just improvise singing the phone number for people to call.
Yes. It's that
absolutely
one. The third one down, pledge drive, office sign 697-7400. Oh, man.
Wait,
that's
which one
got to get a phone call.
The 828 one?
The third one down.
Third one down.
Third one down.
Okay.
Here it is.
If you'd like to say something sweet about live radio, that great local radio, just call up 518-291, right? Oh, no, I'm wrong. 518-697-7400. That's 00.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
Almost right. Like you just did a commercial for the first time in your life, which you'd never thought you'd do. However, this is a commercial
you
for free
someone
speech,
to create
independent thought,
a commercial
independent
for WGXC. I just did. It's recorded. You've got
there
it.
There we go. Oh, man. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Dee and the Sunny Saps in the studio with Sam Seaburn and I here till 6, and we're raising money for the station. So you got that right. 518-697-7400. Keep on trucking with your donations. That's how we do it. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
This next song is called Less Traveled Writer. I did play it the last time I was here, and the recording of that last performance is actually on my SoundCloud, which is a place you can find me.
How do we find it on your SoundCloud?
It's one of the songs listed. It's called Less Traveled Writer.
But what's the site?
Oh, D and the Sunny Saps.
There we go. Okay,
yes.
Just reiterating. D, that's D-E-E, and the Sunny Saps.
Yeah, D-E-E and the Sunny Saps.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud and Facebook. I'm not sure if you know this. I'm not the way I once was. I can't remember that girl either. My head now is a constant buzzing. I am the less traveled writer. I am drifting on your skin. From my eyes, my fingers, the tip of my tongue, I am indulging. There is warmth in feeling your skin touching air, and I imagine you feel such a way when I am with you there. And I caught a glimpse of your chest once, caution of the eye. Of the mouth, of the lips, on this form I am holding. I am the last traveled writer. I am drifting on your skin. From my eyes, my
traveled
writer, yeah.
Travel. traveled writer. Beautiful. Dean of Sunny Saps right
Thank
there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Wow. Way to, like, make the pledge drive way better.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's 518-697-7400, folks. Keep the calls coming in. It's your donations that make the station keep going so we can keep doing what we're doing, mm-hmm. which right now is live local singer-songwriter action coming out of Chatham, New York. Came all the way down here to Hudson, the full 17 minutes.
The full 17 minutes. It was such a hard travel.
You know. Traveled rider.
Less traveled.
Less traveled. Sorry.
Actually, 66 is one of the most traveled roads I've got going on in my life.
Get your kicks on Route 66 coming out of town. Yeah, 66 and 203. Yeah, coming down. So that's awesome. Thank you, Dee.
Thank you.
We got a little bit more left. Sam, I know you had a couple of announcements, I think, or something to add.
No, just, you know, supporting the small guys. Like, I feel like we're in a lot of ways the underdog here, you know, and I always go with the underdog.
That's right.
As in, you know, we are your small local media, not corporate, and representing so many diverse voices and sounds. And, you know, I just love that we have this resource here now in Greene and Columbia counties and, you know, worldwide on the internet. But just this wasn't always here. Like, that's one of the things I think people have to realize. Like, this didn't exist on the airwaves around here. So if you imagine not having this possible, that might be inspiration for giving us a call right now or donating online.
Both.
Yeah, do both. There you go. I like that.
Call us and talk to us and tell us you're donating.
Yeah. I mean, we take requests, public service announcements, you know, feedback, criticism, all that good stuff. This is participatory, democratic radio, accessible to all. This is free speech. This is independence. This is non-corporate, non-state. We are beholden to nobody except for a couple little words that we're not allowed to say according to the FCC, which, never mind. we'll get into
any
that
way
right
we can now. Elaborate.
Can't elaborate on that one. Thank you. But it's public airwaves. Anyone driving down Route 66 right now just flipping through the stations, and I've had this before. I had this dude just call me up randomly and be like, dude, you thanks so much for like playing what you're saying, It's like so rad, man. I just stumbled on the station. I have no idea. And I was like, what do you want to hear? He's like, really? I don't know. I was like, give me a song, bro. He's like, Rage Against the Machine, Guerrilla Radio. I was like, I know they have a clean version of that one. He's like, because that's what you're doing. It's Guerrilla Radio. You know,
nice.
It's just, we're just doing it. We're sitting here, we're having fun. We're not polished corporate trying to do some subtle message to sell a product or whatever, whatever. Although D and the Sunny Saps is playing this Thursday.
I am.
This is not a product. This is a human being.
I am a human being.
Representing free
culture. I'm a product of
culture.
One thing, but I have become a human being. Right?
Yeah. Good point. And that leads me to a question I wanted to ask you. Like, so what is it like being like an independent singer-songwriter that you seem like the type that doesn't necessarily want to like sell yourself into the model of the corporate world that has to compromise your being?
Oh, gosh, it's so difficult.
So what is that like? How does that like being a musician in the world of corporate iHeart Media?
Well, I haven't been doing it for too long. I mean, it's been about a year and a half now.
Okay.
This has been my focus in life other than surviving, right? It's really difficult in just the little steps that I've taken towards being a performer and being a singer-songwriter. It's like trying to come up with my image. The biggest thing that's the most difficult is dealing with social media, because that's the only way to get yourself out there now.
Mm.
You can't just, you know, come on the radio station and have a bunch of people hear you, because not as many.
There's a couple out there.
There are.
And they're going to call 518-697-7400 right now.
Double zero, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. But sorry, your point was. Your social media. Social media. Like you have to cultivate an image.
I have to spend so much time cultivating an image and staring at a screen and like coming up with who I am when really I'm just D and I'm just writing my music and it feels really good to play it and share it. And that's about it. And it's also really difficult being a singer-songwriter and being the person that's really just on the writing side. Like I create these things somehow. I don't really want to have too much to do with, you know, I don't want to be really producing my own music either. So it's kind of hard to not get into that because
you almost have to compromise in order to have any semblance of making a living doing culture because,
making a living and getting my message out there because, you know, my whole musical movement, all of my art, I feel like it should be out there. So people should be influenced by it.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? But I don't want to compromise myself in that.
It's very interesting. And Sam here, your art, it's just absolutely amazing. And some of the very essence of Sam's art, and you can add to this, Sam, since I'm talking about you, is anti-corporate, anti-selling yourself, like total like resistance art. So to make those little compromises that you have to in order to like sell a piece or this or there and the other. Mm-hmm. It's like gotta be so hard to do. It's like it's a dichotomy. It's like the total, you know, two worlds colliding.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of
what do you do?
To what Dee's saying, like the difference between making what you make and then the business side of getting it out there. Direct opposites.
I'm too in the clouds to deal with that.
You should focus on your art and not the economic sphere. You should focus on the cultural sphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm really glad to see that you've been focusing on this and coming into the show and playing a couple songs for us every now and then. And
I totally
such a beautiful voice. More. Just really, really gorgeous. Yeah.
Did you know we were at the Chatham Library watching the eclipse and she came out of nowhere? She came down from the eclipse with her guitar and she was just like, Chatham Library is where I belong right now. And landed on the picnic table with Tom Rowe, Phil Grant, and myself. And that's where I met her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And It was just pretty incredible. But what I wanted to say is that Phil Grant, who has such an ear for music, noticed after her first song was like, whoa. That isn't just some like random person picked off the street that just showed up and played a song. This is someone who's been, what he said, classical training there. Mm. He's like, what did he say? I sent some classical training in your voice.
Yeah. I sensed
and
that,
and he was
too.
Right.
I sensed that, too. Yeah. I felt like I heard something of a classical nature in a certain phrase in that last song. It was so interesting. Is that part of your background?
It is. Yeah. I'm classically trained in my voice. I went to school for music therapy, so I have lots of schooling in that topic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is the one instrument that I would say, like, yes, I am a trained musician there. Mm-hmm. Like guitar, I'm functional, but like I couldn't play any crazy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
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 But, you know, if you asked me to sing an aria, I could.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Yeah. Maybe we should ask her to sing an aria after this one.
You would have to let me prepare for that. Just a little bit.
Yeah. So she went to school for music therapy. Little did she know she'd be showing up to WGXC giving us musical therapy for free.
This is not music therapy.
Okay. Well, to me it is. It's pretty therapeutic. Good
stuff. It is certainly therapeutic, but it's not music therapy because there's no goal and objective, and this is not a therapeutic setting. It's not.
So you studied things of more of a clinical nature.
Music therapy is clinical.
Interesting.
It's a clinical based therapeutic. Like you use music as the tool for growth rather than talking or, you know, any other therapy you can think of. But
there's art therapy too.
Yeah, you know, there's goals and objectives and the music therapist is using, you know, their therapeutic and psychological skills as well as their musical skills and using the music as the main tool depending on what the client needs to reach those goals. So, so this is definitely therapeutic,
but it's not.
I have no goals to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. if I talked to you a little bit, you wouldn't even know what goal to go for with me. But
I'd have to assess you first.
You would, and that's a tough road to hoe. Do you hoe a road? No, you don't.
You probably did once.
It's road. I actually disced a road once, literally with a disc harrow that broke. The hydraulics failed. The fluid went, and so it was like a mile of dirt road down in Millbrook, New York, for a really rich guy. And I disced the entire dirt road to his house because I didn't want, there was nowhere to pull over with the tractor. So I did sort of hoe a road.
That's
incredible. It's a total side note. See what I do? See what happens?
Well, so, you know.
Stop us, people. Give us a call.
If you would like me to play more, I can. I'm wondering what I should play. Do you have any preference on what I play? Do you remember anything
first,
I played before?
Tell them the phone number.
In my song? Because I don't.
You could sing it just real quick.
If you'd like to call and say something sweet about WGXC, 518-697-7400. Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't as good.
Darn. Yeah, that was.
That was
good.
Actually really good.
That was good.
Thanks.
Get that money. Money, money, money. Making compromise and selling out to the listeners of WGXC. Actually, no, we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And please listen to what Dee said and call that number.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have a preference. I think it's all
however you feel.
Really awesome songs. And maybe one that you're working on again still?
One that I'm still working on? Well, I could play that other
I do love the whiskey song.
I know you love the whiskey song. But
trying to keep me off the whiskey.
I mean, I can play the whiskey song. You want to hear whiskey? You want to
but
hear
what
sweet
else do you
yeah
have?
I'd like to hear the whiskey
he
song.
He wants to hear sweet whiskey. All right.
It's really good. So is whiskey.
Yes, it is. It's my favorite if anyone ever wants to bring me some of that.
Only under strict supervision.
Yeah. We're all adults here.
Not when I drink whiskey.
You tasted so sweet like the whiskey you drink. And I was out of my mind. Well, you made it all up and you put it in a cup. And I drank it with ease over time. Sweet, sweet whiskey, I'm craving you again. I'm gonna drink this one down, cause you ain't around and a craving's just a craving. I said a craving's just a craving. Craving you again. Craving you again.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
good stuff, thank right?
I'll drink to that one.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Full D, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Right here, D rolling in from Chatham, independent local singer-songwriter, coming into the show to help us with this pledge drive, sharing.
Give us the money. Well, give them the money. Give WGXC all.
It's
give us the money.
For the community.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's, so
give
it's
us give the money.
Us.
There is no we, them, us, them. It's all, yeah. It's all, we're all us.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah. The peeps. We are the peeps.
We're the crew.
Yeah.
It's Lit Fam.
Volunteers. Love it. Well, thanks again, Dee, and thanks, Sam, for coming in. It's just so awesome to hear you, both of you guys' voices on the show.
Thanks for having us.